I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome, listeners. I'll bet here is a fact you didn't know. August is Foot Health Month. How ironic. If I were superstitious, I could have waited 2 weeks and perhaps been walking sooner.
Speaking of walking, we would like to share a story we read on TravelingDog.com about a man and his dog walking along a road. The man was enjoying the scenery when it suddenly occurred to him that he had died. He remembered dying, and that his dog had been dead for many years. He wondered where the road was leading them. After a while, they came to a fine marble wall along one side of the road. At the top of a long hill, the road was accented by a tall arch that glowed in the sunlight. When he was standing before it, he saw a magnificent gate in the arch that looked like mother of pearl. The street that led to the gate looked like pure gold. He and the dog walked toward the gate, and as he got closer, he saw a man seated at a desk. When he was close enough, he called out, "Excuse me, where are we?"
"This is heaven, sir," the man answered.
"Wow, heaven! Would you happen to have some water?"
"Of course, sir. Come on in, and I'll have some water brought right up." The man gestured, and the gate began to open.
Pointing to his dog, the traveler asked, "Can my friend come in too?"
"Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but we don't accept pets."
The man thought for a moment and looked at the dog, then turned back toward the road and continued the way they had been going. After another long walk and at the top of another long hill, they came to a dirt road which led through a farm gate that looked as if it had never been closed. As he approached the gate, he saw a woman inside leaning against a tree and reading a book. "Excuse me," he called to the reader, "do you have any water?"
"Of course. There's a pump over there. Come on in."
"How about my dog? Can he come too?"
"Oh, absolutely. There is a bowl by the pump."
They went through the gate, and sure enough, there was an old-fashioned hand pump with a bowl beside it. The traveler filled the bowl and took a long drink himself, and then he gave some to the dog. Then he and the dog walked back toward the woman, who was standing by the tree waiting for them. "What do you call this place?" he asked.
"This is heaven."
"Well, that's confusing. The man down the road said that was heaven, too."
"Oh, you mean the place with the gold streets and the pearly gates? Nope, that's hell."
"Doesn't it make you mad that they use your name like that?"
"No, I can see how people might think so, but we're just happy that they screen out the people who leave their best friends behind."
We've all heard of Shakespeare's Hamlet and the famous question, to be or not to be. But did you know there is another similar soliloquy written by Shakespeare's called Hamlet's Cat? We'll do our best to do it justice.
"To go outside and there perchance to stay, or to remain within, that is the question. Whether 'tis better for a cat to suffer the buffets of inclement weather that nature rains on those who roam abroad, or take a nap upon a scrap of carpet, and so, by dozing, melt the solid hours that clog the clock's bright gears with sullen time and stall the dinner bell."
To sit, to stare outdoors, and by a stare to seem to state a wish to venture forth without delay. Then, when the portals opened up, to stand as if transfixed by doubt. To prowl, to sleep, to choose not knowing when we may once more our readmittance gain. Ah, there's the hairball.
"For if a paw were shaped to turn a knob, or work a lock, or slip a window catch, and going out and coming in were made as simple as the breaking of a bowl, what cat would bear the household's petty plagues, the cook's well-practiced kicks, the butler's broom, the infant's careless pokes, the trampled tail, and all the daily shocks that fur is heir to? When, of his own free will, he might his exodus or entrance make with a mere mitten.
Who would spaniels fear, or strays trespassing from a neighbor's yard, but that the dread of our unheeded cries and scratches at a barricaded door no claw can open up, dispel our nerve and makes us rather bear our human's faults than run away to unguessed miseries? Thus caution doth make house cats of us all, and thus the bristling hair of resolution is softened with the pale brush of thought. And since our choices hinge on weighty things, we pause upon the threshold of decision.
And so, dear listeners, to be or not to be is always the question on our minds. Be extra kind to others today, for that is always the answer.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.